Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Entrepreneurship Secretly Drives 7 Economic Booms. Now let's get started with today's show. Everyone says entrepreneurs drive the economy, but what if that's only half the story? Today we're examining whether entrepreneurship is actually good for the economy, and I promise you the answer isn't as simple as you think. Here's what most people miss about entrepreneurship's economic impact. It's not just about creating one business. It's about the innovation multiplier effect. When entrepreneurs create entirely new markets that didn't exist before, one startup can spawn dozens of supporting businesses and industries. Think about ride-sharing. Uber didn't just create Uber jobs. It created opportunities for car detailers, phone mount manufacturers, and gig economy insurance companies. This ripple effect generates far more jobs than the original company ever employs directly. But here's the uncomfortable truth about entrepreneurship. It's built on what economists call creative destruction. Entrepreneurship destroys old industries while creating new ones. This process is genuinely painful in the short term, but absolutely essential for long-term growth. Without this disruption, economies stagnate and fall behind globally. So, is entrepreneurship good for the economy? Yes, but it's beautifully messy. Let's look at Amazon's economic impact. Amazon destroyed thousands of bookstores and traditional retail jobs, but it created over 1.5 million direct jobs and countless logistics, delivery, and tech opportunities. Small businesses now reach global markets through Amazon's platform that never could before. The net result? More jobs, lower prices, increased productivity. Now, most startups do fail, creating economic waste and temporary unemployment. But successful entrepreneurs don't just take jobs. They become job creators at scale. The economy needs both stable corporations and disruptive startups working together. Balance is crucial for sustainable economic growth. Here's your actionable takeaway. Support entrepreneurship in your community by intentionally buying from local startups. This creates the economic diversity that strengthens entire regions and builds resilience into our economic system. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.